Hello everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of the Crick Blog podcast. A beautiful time of the year with so much international cricket going on at the moment. Lots of test cricket. Australia doing Australia things. Travis Head doing Travis Head things in England once again. We'll talk about that along with India, Bangladesh, New Zealand, Sri Lanka, Afghanistan, South
Well,
Africa.
In India doing India things as well. So
Yes. Nash, couldn't wait to get that in there before introducing. Nash, India fan. How
are
things
going? I'm good. Test match has started. There's lots of cricket. I was just telling my wife yesterday, there's so much cricket in the next few days, in the next few months. And,
did you
I'm
apologize
excited.
And say, sorry if I'm not going to be present?
Well, she's actually happy because then I'm not annoying her or irritating her around the house. So,
fair enough.
Yeah, that's good. But now, looking, you know, there's lots of cricket going on, white ball, red ball.
The women's cricket yesterday as well. Australia women beating New Zealand at home was good. So
exactly, and let's start with the big ones. Let's start with India and Bangladesh, the test match that started yesterday, and India in the spot of bother at
big time,
144 for six, and as usual, Ashwin and Jadeja coming to the rescue with the bat this time, and you know this is that partnership. Is why India are so fierce at home. They are so unbeatable. There's that lower order security that India has with Ashwin and Jadeja. And you know, there's been talks, and I think Gambhir gave a statement yesterday. There have been talks that India doesn't have a fast bowling all rounder. I don't think we need one at this stage. In India,
not in
especially.
India.
So,
not in India,
yeah.
for sure.
And because I was a bit surprised with when Akashdeep played, but I think they must have seen something with the pitch, or I think Ashwin and Jadeja are going to be enough in the fourth innings. And I was also surprised with Bangladesh choosing to bowl first, because that means they are going to be batting last. So, and batting fourth in Chennai is very tricky. So
yes, you had to.
It's
you had
going
to
to
bowl
be
them
really
out
interesting.
Cheaply, eh? Yeah.
Exactly. And you know, we were chatting yesterday and I said when India were like 144 for six, I said, oh, this could get tricky. And if India could manage to get 250, it is India's test. And, you know, they've now crossed 350. So I think almost there to get 400. So I think this is very much India's test now. So it's just a matter of time before Ashwin and Jadeja come on to bowl, and then Bumrah and Siraj do their work.
Bangladesh were on top for the first two sessions, but you felt they were never job done until they had Ashwin and Jadeja. That's what I felt watching it, and it turned out that way. And I tweeted today, I think it's a really big lesson for Bangladesh so far in this innings about what it takes to succeed consistently at test level.
Yep.
You can have two good sessions against a very good side, but the game can run away from you in one session. One session is all it takes for the game to completely run away from you. And you need a plan B or a different plan of attack when the opposition counterattacks you. You can't expect to be on top and things to be smooth sailing all the time in test cricket, especially against the good teams.
That's 100% right.
Yeah, I thought they let the game drift in that third session and sort of almost were hoping for Ashwin and Jadeja to make a mistake. And those two players are not going to offer you too many opportunities when they're in the groove. You've got to find different ways to try get them out, whatever that may be. I know Ashwin was going over the top down at third quite a few times. Do you focus on an outside off stump line and look to get someone, maybe a fly slip down there. Tried a few different things to get the wicket. Maybe they weren't proactive enough. That's something Najmul Hussain Shanto is going to learn. Bangladesh got to learn. And also for the fast bowlers, Hassan Mahmood was excellent in the first session, the second session yesterday.
They were brilliant.
But the challenge with test cricket is you got to come back spell after spell after spell. Keep your pace up, keep your rhythm up, and keep your consistency up and your threat. That's the challenge as well. You know, you can bowl a couple of good spells, but it's not going to be enough. You got to come and do it again, time and time again. That's what the best bowlers do. It's a big learning curve for Bangladesh already in this test series.
And I'm just watching the game here, and in the last, they've just brought up a stat, low of order 50 plus partnerships in the last 2 years, and they were like 10 there. They were like 10 and 50, and they were like 180, 190. They were big ones there as well.
Yeah.
So that's why it has been really important for India to have that security in the, in, you know, six, seven, those six, seven, eight that sort of batting positions.
Yes.
And Uxer isn't even playing, otherwise he would have been a key part
We
of this test
in
match as well.
Australia know all about him. He was a big difference in last year's series in India. You know, we were well
Absolutely.
in control in that Delhi Test match. He plays a big innings and that game gets away from us. So we know all about India's lower order batting at home. And
Yeah.
Bangladesh have not been able to
And
to drive
it's not
through it.
just, it's not just 7, 8, 9 that have been contributing. It's 10 and 11 as well. Bumrah has and Siraj or Shami have put in, 25 runs, 20, 25 runs and sort of contributed to getting India over the line of a particular target. And that's been really important in giving bowlers the push as well. So
Yes.
it has been that the importance has been on to people like Bumrah and Shami, and the team management has said to them that you are the ones who are going to protect or defend a target, so might as well contribute some. But having said that, the batters are not still doing their
That's my
job.
next question for you, because there was the cases in the England series as well where I think it was Jurel and Kuldeep Yadav played some big knocks to get India out of trouble as well. What are you making of the top six at the moment? Maybe bar Rishabh Pant, who's just come back, looked okay yesterday, but that seems to be a bit of a worry.
Look, I think the hard part is everyone hasn't played a red ball game for like 6 months now, 7 months. I think the last one was England in March. And
Even
so yeah,
before,
that's
though,
6
even
months.
before, would you say that the India's numbers at home with the bat not at the levels that they were
Definitely
years
not.
back?
Definitely not.
So,
And it is high time that sort of Gambhir as the coach really hammers that message in the batters, saying we have to take the onus on us ourselves to put on the big score, to make sure we are getting, let's say, with only 4 wickets down, we are getting to that 300, 350, because the low order is not always going to be the ones coming up with the runs, and
particularly
it's
when you
not
guys
always
come
going to
here,
happen.
India going to need
Exactly.
more from their top
Exactly.
six when you come here to Australia.
Oh, 100%. We at least need 450 from the top six in at least a couple of hundreds. And that's easier said than done. I know that. But it's not that we haven't been successful there. Our batters have shown how to do it. Pujara has shown. Kohli has had a couple of amazing Australia tours back in 14 and 18. And it's been so the batters know how difficult it can be, but they also know how to get through that period. So let's hope this is just a one-off, and people like Gill and Rohit Sharma and Kohli, those three really come up with the goods.
A lot will rest on them because there's no Pujara now. I've mentioned this on this podcast a few times recently. He was the glue in the last two series wins for India here. He holds the fort, just faces ball after ball after ball, ties the Aussie attack, and the others do the business. I was pretty impressed with Jaiswal yesterday. I thought he left the ball pretty well, showed good defensive technique, good resolve in challenging conditions against some good bowling. Everyone else, Rishabh Pant showed glimpses, but he gave his wicket away. I was very underwhelmed. I was particularly disappointed with Kohli. I
And
that
look,
that's a
I'm not.
shot he that's a shot he gets out to too often.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone
And
knows
look,
now that's the
he's.
channel you bowl. And the concern for me is it's a bit of an instinct. He can't help himself going for that loose drive outside off stump. You know where Australia gonna bowl. The question is,
Yeah,
can he?
look, to be honest, I'm not too worried about anyone, really, really being honest here. Not even Kohli, not Sharma. I think I'm going to brush this off as a one-off this innings.
Is it
And
really though?
like you said, there have been the struggles have been there in the England series as well. But what I'm saying is, someone from the top order has always stepped up, even in the England series. If you see, Gill stepped up in the last test match, or it was KL Rahul, I think, in the first test match before he got injured, and it was Yashasvi Jaiswal, it was Rohit Sharma. Always someone was stepping up. So and that's what we need. We can't always ask all the six top
No,
batters to
no.
score hundreds, otherwise
Of
that would
course
be
not.
the best test team of all time.
No,
But
that's not what I'm saying. But from Kohli's perspective, it's the channel outside off stump is where teams are going to target. And it seems to me that times he can't really help himself for going for that drive. And
Look, I'm still going to say that this is This is just one bad innings. He has had a brilliant
White
wide
ball,
ball
no
season,
problem.
and you know he I'm expecting, I'm hoping that he'll transfer that to his red ball format, because let's remember he didn't play the England series. His
Oh,
last test match was
that's
in
right.
January, I think, and that was in South Africa. So, and he did well there, to be let's be honest. He did score a couple of 50s. So I think the top order is contributing, but it's not that consistent of everyone. Let's say Rohit Sharma will contribute in one test match and then he might get out cheaply in the next. Gill might contribute in the next test match and then he might get out cheaply in the next. So that's what I'm talking about, is you know it's about that consistency, because yes, like you said, on Aussie shows, Australian bowlers will pick that up very quickly and they won't let you settle in.
No, they won't. You know where Australia going to bowl to Kohli. It's going to be in that channel time and time again. And now the question is going to be if Virat can he sort of get through the initial phase and get Australia to bowl closer to him. Because when the ball is straight to Kohli, there's not many better in the world of working the ball through the onside, and he's got amazing wrist work and all that. But then it's in that when it's in that channel on that length and he's going for the drive away from the body, particularly yesterday where India were two down for not many, and it was an opportunity for him to knuckle down and spend time in the middle. Sort of gave it away a bit. And I think for a player of his quality, more should be expected for a player of his incredible class and ability. So there's, the second innings here, if India get there, and also the next test in the New Zealand series, he needs form before Australia, I think. Needs time in the middle. Needs time in the middle.
Well, while we were recording, before we move on to Australia, England, eighth wicket has fallen down. Bumrah is at the crease with Ashwin, and Ashwin is still going strong. India 371 for 8. So even if they can get 450 here or even 425, I think India are all set for this test match.
I think they're already all set. That's a big score, as it is.
Moving on, England and Australia played the first ODI last night, and it was a clinical performance in the batting department from Australia. But when it comes to bowling, I want to ask you a question. What do you make of, like, we have sat here and all the fans have talked about, you know, the years to come for Australia in when it comes to bowling. Right now they have Mitchell Starc, they have Pat Cummins, they have Josh Hazlewood, but what next? And yesterday, watching Aaron Hardy, Ben Duarte, you know, Sean Abbott, Matthew Short, and Cameron Green, those were the first five bowlers. What do you make of that bowling lineup, and do you see any of them making it, you know, long term for Australia?
Was interesting because it was like for a second that we had to sort of ask people off the street to come play because everyone's injured and everyone's sick and I don't know what's going on. But I wouldn't even say these guys are next in line. I think there's also Jai Richardson, there's Lance Morris, there's Jason
Nathan Ellis.
Berendorf. They've all been recovering from injuries. I think Berendorf has as well from memory. So there's been issues in the injuries even in those guys next in line. I expect all those guys to be regulars for Australia in the future too. But Ben Dorschus bowled the four overs only. Sean Abbott had a difficult day. Aaron Hardy's more an all-rounder who can fill in with overs in the middle, I'd say. You had to turn on your all-rounders. I think all in all, caught pretty well. Got the wickets regularly in the middle.
I mean,
And
Marnus
England will
got
be
three.
desperately disappointed with Labuschagne getting three.
Yep, exactly. And I think he bowled pretty well. I caught the highlights. Let's be honest, he bowled pretty well.
He
He
got pretty
wasn't a
well.
he wasn't a he didn't look like a part-timer, to be honest. He had control on his leg spin, and
You can bowl pretty well, Marnus, but you don't
yeah,
want to be giving
he
him
can.
three. That can hurt you in the final result, and it did for England. But I'm not complaining. I'm thrilled with Australia's victory.
And Travis Head, again, big score, 150. He's getting into this habit, which is not looking good for India in the summer.
Yeah, well, it depends
But
where he bats, perhaps, I guess, in that series. There's a lot
yeah,
of, I mean, we'll touch on that as
India,
it comes closer, but.
Mitchell Marsh. I want to focus on Mitchell Marsh. Like, you have expressed your concerns in the past couple of episodes. What's next for Mitchell Marsh?
He's got to perform in this series because, as I said before, there's a lot of competition for spots now. Like, you think of the players that weren't playing in this game. Josh Inglis and Jake Fraser-McGurk and Matt Short, a top order player as well. And I'm sure I'm missing other players too that can come in and play in the top order. There's so many options. As I said, there's players coming in, knocking on the
Manus can
door.
open as well. Manus has opened
Marnus could
before.
potentially open too, but particularly those white ball players. Josh Inglis was so good at opener earlier in the year. And as I said, Matt Short is a very good top order player. So he's the captain, and I think his spot in the team is just under a bit of threat, particularly in the T20s, because you've got those, as I mentioned, those options on the bench waiting to come in and get a regular opportunity. He has to perform in this series because, as I said, there's Josh Inglis there, who didn't play. Jake Fraser-McGurk didn't play. They got some injury worries there. But if you want those guys in the team, which I think they're very capable of being in the team, then Mitch Marsh has to step up because everything else looked pretty good, I think, from a batting perspective. Travis Head at opener is doing his thing. I asked you a few weeks ago, is he the most destructive player going around at the moment? You brushed it off, but there's a case for it, the way he's performing. Smith at three, I think that's where he needs to be.
Well, I yes, I brushed it off,
You
but
said, oh, come on, just to remind the viewers.
it's about being consistent. It's
He
about
is
being
consistent,
consistent
Nash. He is.
for longer periods of time. What
How
I mean
long?
is he has to be consistent for 5 years, 6 years, then he can be termed as a white ball great.
Who would you say that the most destructive white ball player is now?
Right now? I'm still going someone like a Rohit Sharma. I'm still going someone like a. When you say destructive, do you mean just by strike rate, or do you mean
I mean, strike rate and then
winning games?
both, I
Do
suppose.
you mean taking the game, just taking the game to the opposition?
You're both. I
Because
mean, strike rate and a striker and a performance that impacts the game. Absolutely.
we haven't even spoken about Harry Brooks or Will Jacks as well from the England team.
Nah,
They are pretty
Travis Head,
destructive
when you
as
talk
well.
about longevity, Travis Head's been doing it longer than those guys, hasn't he?
Do you think he'll be in the same form until the 2027 World Cup?
Well, again, look, that's a good question. That's the challenge for him, but mate, currently he's doing a fantastic job and he's in the conversation.
Absolutely. I'm not saying he's not doing it fantastic. He's what I'm saying, he's one of the most destructive batsmen. He's not the
Fair
destructive.
enough. But all right. Well, I think he's in the conversation. But as I was saying, Smith at three, that's important for Australia. I know he's been batting four in the last year in one day cricket. He needs to be at three. Cameron Green looked all right, and Marnus there does a very good job for us at five. And then I think we've got to think about our finishers as well. There was Carey and Matt Short and Aaron Hardy and Sean Abbott there in the middle yesterday. But once we get our full play, a lot of players back,
I mean,
Maxwell will be there and
Maxwell will take that position.
Maxwell will be there, you're right. And I'm just pleased to be able to go. I know England have got a new look team as well, but for Australia to go in and get such a good win with so many players missing, so many injuries and illness problems, that's really promising. And seeing Travis Head do so well, so hard to bowl to, isn't he? Because he's so unorthodox that you're off your line and length by even a little bit, he can create that little bit of width. Then if you go too straight, he'll flick you off the pads. I think you've got a small margin for error at this stage against him.
Absolutely.
Really good. Just as we say that, Ashwin's out. I don't know if you saw that. Ashwin
Yes, I
gone.
did.
So,
That was a poor shot, but yeah,
yeah,
he's taking his chances.
looking for some quick runs. He's gone for brilliant 113. Brilliant 113. What a knock. India 374 for nine there. So,
Well, another test match going on is Sri Lanka and New Zealand,
this is
where
shaping up
Sri
to be a
Lanka.
good one.
New Zealand managed to get Sri Lanka out in the first inning for 305, and they themselves are 291 for six. So this could go either way, and
Mitchell
that's what
just got run
interesting.
out. Mitchell just got run out.
Oh, did
What a
he?
blow. He was looking so good. Oh, wow.
I think that's the sixth one, isn't it? So yeah, if Sri Lanka could manage to hold New Zealand off for let's say a 20-run, 25-run lead, or even get them out before 305, I think this could be a really, really interesting test match.
Even under 50 lead, that gives Sri Lanka a chance to set up a decent fourth inning score. We know at Gaul it's not easy to bat last there. Pitch is starting to take more turn. I think both sets of spinners in this test match could have bowled better than what they have. They can bowl better than what they've had. A lot of loose deliveries, a lot of hit me balls. So I think the pitch is starting to do more and will start to do enough as the game goes on. Hopefully the weather holds there, Gaul, because shaping up to be a cracking little test match there.
Absolutely. And we haven't spoken about Camindo Mendes yet. I mean,
Man,
what a
how good
brilliant
is he
hero.
going? I can't believe it.
Averaging 80 after 11 innings, seven test matches, 809 runs, and highest of 164 with 400s and 450s
It's ridiculous stuff.
out of 11 innings. So that's absolutely mind-blowing numbers to start your career. And most of them have come in this 1 year. So he's already had a brilliant 2024, so he would be looking to sort of capitalize on that in the coming years, in the next innings as well. Let's not
For
speak about
sure.
coming years yet, but
For sure.
it's this it, it this is a very exciting prospect to look out for.
Yeah, and they put him up the order to five, and I think that was overdue, and he repaid the faith and delivered immediately with a brilliant 100 again. What he does so well, he's positive, but he's not reckless in doing it. That's what I find with him. I think he picks his deliveries. He's got good intent, but he's not reckless. He uses the feet really well, and he's a very good placer of the ball. Looks a very impressive player. 850 plus scores in 11 innings. And he's done it in England as well, where his team was on the ropes many times. And he comes in and scores runs in those conditions as well. That's when you know it's a sign of a good player when you can do it overseas as well. It's not just at home he's doing it.
Yep,
Very
absolutely.
exciting player. Very exciting.
In other cricketing news, Afghanistan have won their first ODI against South Africa, and they have won it convincingly because,
Yeah, easily.
getting South Africa out for nothing, basically for 100, I think. And that
That's
was
because
that
only
was
we and Mulder scored a 50. They were
Yes,
seven down for
exactly. And
37, I think they were, or something like that,
it
36.
wasn't poor batting on South Africa's part, but it was just brilliant, brilliant bowling from Afghanistan. I
I'd say both. I thought the first three dismissals were quite poor from South Africa.
Yep. But I think credit has to go to Afghanistan bowling attack as well, because they have to get Markram out, to get Hendricks out, to get Stubbs out for so cheap. I think that was really good from Afghanistan.
Yeah, when I talk about the first three dismissals, you have Hendricks defending at a delivery that's what, about six stump line, and is chopped on. Markram's playing away from the body, he chops on. And then Tony DeZorzi is playing a pull shot from outside off stump and skies it to mid on. Shot selection can be a lot better. Yes, Farooq is bowling very well, but your shot selection's got to be better. And I think South Africa need more consistency from Markram. He, for me, I look at him and say he's the premier player in that South Africa side now, with a few players not there in this series. He runs the risk for me of being an unfulfilled talent. I don't know if that's a bit harsh, but I think he's the kind of player that can play an unbelievable innings like he did against India on that Cape Town pitch in that test match earlier in the year. He hit that 100 on that terrible wicket. But then he goes too long without making a score, and he's too inconsistent. He's got to lead the way. If they're going to come back in this series, he's got to lead the way. And
They
then,
play the second ODI tonight at 10 p.m. Well, 10 p.m. Australia time.
He's got to lead the way, man, because there's so much ability with that guy, but I don't think he really shows it enough. I don't think his numbers and his performances and his consistency warrant the talent that he has. I don't know if you feel the same way. I don't know if I'm being too
Absolutely.
harsh.
Absolutely. I think it's like you said, he has to play the longer innings, and he has to sort of take the lead, take the charge.
I think so. And he's the captain of this series. Well, he was the captain in the first game because Bavuma was out. And Afghanistan have got this very, very exciting new mystery spinner that's come onto the scene, 18-year-old Ravansa. He was difficult to handle spinning it both ways. So Afghanistan just keep producing these very exciting players, and they're looking good. They're looking really good. I'll back them for a series win from here.
Yeah, absolutely. And as we speak, Bangladesh have taken a review for the last wicket. So,
And Santner out for a duck. Oh, sorry, out for two. Second ball. So
Exciting red ball cricket
Seven
going
for
on.
293 there. You were talking about can they dismiss them under 305? That's a possibility.
Yep.
Yeah, New Zealand have
Exciting.
let the advantage slip. They were 5 for 291.
Yep.
Yeah. Had a chance of a decent little lead there. Very interesting. Very interesting test cricket. I love the test cricket.
Oh,
It's
that's not
just
out. That's not out. That's a
let's have
poor
a look.
review. That's a poor review.
That's going down leg. Oh,
That's
he's hit it as well.
that smashed his bat.
Yeah, and it's going down anyway. I
All
guess worth a
right.
shot.
Let's get back to watching the test match.
Yes. Thanks, Nash. Thanks to all the
Thank you.
listeners and
Thank
the
you, all the
viewers.
viewers.
You can catch us on Crickblog Pod at Crickblog Pod on X and Instagram. We'll post a whole bunch of reels from these episodes. Crickblog TV, we'll post some shorts and also the full episode in the video version. You can catch us on Spotify and Apple and wherever you get your audio podcasts as well. Thanks, Nash. Thanks, everyone. Have a great weekend.